Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 10, why do you criticize and pass judgment on your brother? Why do you look down upon or despise your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God. And so, verse 12, each of us shall give an account of himself to God. Then let us no more criticize and blame and pass judgment on one another, but rather decide and endeavor never to put a stumbling block or an obstacle or hindrance in the way of a brother. Not my job to judge him, nor criticize you. Even though it may be glaringly obvious that what you're doing is wrong, still not my job to judge you. If I love you, I want to help you. I don't want to see you judged. I don't want to see you punished. I don't want to see you hurt. Well, how are they going to get what's coming to them? How about you getting what's coming to you? If you don't want to get what was coming to you, then you don't want what was coming to them. Because if I judge them, I'm going to get judged. Ever how I have judged them. In the 15th chapter, 15 and 1, see this theme. We then that are strong are to do what? If we're blessed to a point where we're not yielding to some of those sins that they are, we're doing better. We're stronger than they are in some ways. What are we supposed to do? Bear with their weaknesses. Infirmity means weaknesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached you fell on me. Verse 7, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Receive each other. Love each other. Be kind one to another. Forgiving one another, the scripture says. Go with me, please, to Luke 18. Luke 18. If we're going to receive more from the Lord, we're going to do more for the Lord, be used to handle more light, more revelation, more power, more resources, it will only be by the grace of God. You believe that? He gives more grace. What we're able to do right now that's of benefit and good is by His grace. His ability, His favor, His strength, all those things are His grace. Who gets the grace? Only the humble. That's it. The proud get resisted. And so I can see glimpses of some things the Lord is doing with us on this series about not judging. He wants to give us more. He wants to use us more. He wants to put strong, great resources in our hands. He wants to bring us to a higher place of ability. Hallelujah. Does that bear witness with your spirit, saints? He wants to bring us to a higher place of ability. But there's a temptation. When you overcome, when you're really, the Lord's using you to do a lot, to look at other folks and think they're not doing much. To look at other folks and go, why are they still messing with that? Still yielding to that. That's judging. That's looking down on. That's despising. And if you do, you're capped right there. You no longer qualify for greater grace. That's yielding to pride. Because whether you admit it or not, to some degree, you're acting like you did this with your efforts, your abilities, your energies. And it's just not true. I said it's not true. God gave it to you. I said He gave it to you. On a platter. Spoon fed most of it to you. And He could be using somebody else instead of you. That's the truth. Humility is just staying in reality. Staying in the truth. Not getting in a fog of believing lies about puffed up things about yourself. That's just not true. And if we're walking on in a place that's higher than some other folks are in an area, it is only by the grace of God. Is that right? Only by the grace of God. And if we see somebody that's doing more poorly, weaker, our desire should be to help them. We don't want to see them judged. Do we? In Luke 18, verse 9. 18:9, Jesus spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and did what? Despised others. We're doing so good and they are just messing up everywhere. This is a feeling of superiority. And it's ugly in the eyes of God. Because you have to believe a lie that I pulled myself up to here. And you didn't. You were carried up there. Verse 10. Jesus said two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank Thee that I'm what? That I'm what? What's he thanking God for? He's not like other people. Well, if he's not like other people, what's he like? In his own mind, he is so far superior to all these other pitiful folks. I thank you. I'm not like other men are. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this publican. This is a guy that's in church with him over here. Tax collector. Thank you, I'm not like that. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. The Bible said he that speaks of himself seeks his own glory. He's not seeking God's glory, but his own. The publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but smote on his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Humility is honest. And humility gets grace. Come on, can you see this? Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Then which one? The Pharisee that thinks he's so great, actually left church, we might say, unchanged, unbenefited. He made no progress. He thinks he's so far advanced and so superior. And the truth is, the guy he despises made great strides spiritually and had a breakthrough.
That's right.
While he got nothing. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. We're talking about judging. Yes. Did this Pharisee judge this publican?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. How did it come out? He saw himself as superior. Right. And he looked down on him and despised him. Mm-hmm. And was disgusted with him. Listen to the Weast translation. It says, the Pharisee, having assumed a stance and uttering these things in prayer to himself. He's praying to who? To himself. The Lord reveals he ain't even talking to God. God's not even hearing him. His special prayer. I hope he's enjoying it. Because this is all he's going to get out of it. And of course, I'm sure he's hoping other people can hear it too. He assumed a stance. Holy stance. And he uttered these things in prayer to himself. Oh God, I'm so grateful I'm not even as the rest of mankind. Oh boy. Is this thinking more highly of yourself than what you ought to, than what is true? I'm not an extortioner. Thank God. I'm not an adulterer. Oh, thank God. And I'm not like this guy over here. Tax collector. These folks make me sick. Now, why am I talking about this? Have you ever heard anybody say these kind of things? What are they doing? They are judging. What's going to happen? They're going to get judged. Is that bad? Oh, it's about as bad as it gets in this life. That means the enemy can get access to you. And if he can, he's not going to hesitate. He's going to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. Today's English version says, the Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed. I thank you, God. I'm not greedy. I'm not dishonest. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not like everybody else. You ever heard anybody say that? I guess I'm not like other people. Honey, you're a whole lot like other people. You is other people. Not like everybody else. Yeah, you are too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.